Hello and welcome to the Grow the Flow podcast by Vibe and Flow. I'm your host, it's Chloe Slade, the founder of Vibe and Flow and manifestation and mindset coach. This podcast is set up with the intention of helping you direct your focus so you can get out your own way and show up for the life that you want. Think of this podcast as one long voice note from your manifestation bestie, that's the vibe. I know there's lots of great podcasts out there, so I just want to take a moment to express extreme gratitude for you tuning into this one. Now, let the adventure begin. Hello and welcome to the Grow the Flow podcast by Vibe and Flow. It's Chloe Slade here, helping you shop for the life that you want. So hello, you guys. Welcome. I'm sorry if my voice still sounds a bit ropey. I'm actually fine, but I was ill for the first time in like 2, 3, maybe even 4 years. So my voice is like, even though it's just like ages ago, my voice still sounds a bit ropey. So just apologies for that. But anyway, getting stuck into today's episode, I really want to talk about what to do when you feel low vibe. I was thinking about this when I was not well, and I was sort of laying in bed thinking, oh my goodness, like, ugh. And I was like, this is an episode that I'm going to record when I feel better. And that is now. So when you are feeling low vibe, I want you to understand that this is a temporary feeling and the low vibrational feelings are actually there to ground you and help you navigate to the next level. Now, it gives polarity, first of all. Like, you wouldn't know what feeling good feels like if you didn't know what feeling bad feels like. And the bad feelings aren't meant to be all the time. They're just meant to be helping you navigate. So they're not actually something to be scared about. They're something to work through, because on the other side of that feeling is what you want to be feeling, right? So you work through that feeling, you're going to get the desire, you're going to get nearer to the desire, you're going to be feeling better. So when you feel low vibrational feelings, I don't want you to be scared about them anymore. Don't worry, it's not going to be like you attract more of the same in. You attract more of the same in when you start to feed it. You know, when you start to feel bad, then you go on social media and then you don't move your body and then you do all of the things that make you feel even worse. That's feeding it. That will attract more of the low vibrational feelings. But if you feel a low vibrational feeling and you go, okay, this is just an alert, this is just a reminder from the universe, from my higher self, from my subconscious mind, whatever resonates more, and it's saying, hey, there's a better way of feeling, and we're going to give you this feeling to show you that whatever you're doing is not actually in alignment, so you want to change it, right? It's just an alert, it's just a reminder. I almost want you to imagine that you're having it on your phone and a little reminder pops up and it's like, hey, there's a better way you can be feeling, click continue to feel better. And then you use the feeling to actually give you that polarity and that clarity of how you do want to be feeling. You can make the necessary changes and change your action, and then that changes it and you're able to feel better. So when I start to feel bad, what I actually do is I go, okay, I'm feeling bad. What is this trying to tell me? What is the lesson here? What is the gift? And then when I have that, I have something that I can be proactive with. I can stop like tying my identity to this like temporary feeling. And it's that like feeling where you think like, oh, this is how I'm going to feel forever, that actually keeps that going, because you're identifying yourself with the feeling as opposed to just letting it pass through. And I say this with my one-to-one clients. I'm like, imagine the feeling is like walking up to you on the street. It's like a person, right? And you could just be like, oh, hey, fear, hey, self-doubt, hey, like, worry, and then you continue walking. But if you start interacting with that feeling, you are going to, like, keep that feeling longer, right? It's like when you're chatting to someone on the street, you talk to them, you're going to be standing in that point in the street longer. It's the same with these feelings. You want to acknowledge them. You know, you don't want to be rude, you want to acknowledge them, you want to use the feeling for the feeling's sake, but then you want to keep moving. So when you start to feel a low vibrational feeling, understand that it's just a reminder, it's just an alert saying that there's a better feeling available, and then use that feeling to feel better. There'll be an action element and there'll be an energy element. There might be an action thing that you need to change to like change the result. There may be an energetic thing that you need to change, like your energy towards it or your thoughts towards it or your self-image towards it. So say like you feel really low vibe in your business, right? Then what you do is you go, okay, I'm feeling a low vibrational feeling. It's just an alert. It's just a reminder. What am I doing in my business right now that isn't feeling good? Let me use this to change and tweak and pivot in an actionable sense. And let me use this to change and tweak and pivot in an energetic sense. In an actionable sense, that might be changing the way you work or your structure or your income streams or the way in which people can pay you, whatever, or the way you're marketing yourself.
from an energetic point of view, you might need to change how you see yourself, your self-image, what you believe about business, what you believe to be true, right? So how you're feeling in any given area, you need to come back to your self-image, the way you see yourself in relation to that area, and you need to look about how you actually believe and see that area itself, right? That's going to give you an action point. That's going to give you a direction. That's going to give you momentum. So you're not just sitting in that feeling and just like feeling like you're just stagnating. So what you then want to do is you then want to start moving. The movement creates momentum. Movement creates feedback. You can then start changing things based on how it's feeling, okay? So when you get these low vibrational feelings, don't be scared. Use them. Realize that they're giving you polarity and start working with them. And the other thing I'll say on this is that I always say to my clients, be bigger than your stress, okay? I give this analogy where I'm like, okay, imagine I had a pot of food dye. And say this green food dye is a concentrated amount. And I pour that into a cup of water. Now that green food dye is going to be really concentrated. So it's going to affect the water. It's going to affect the cup of water. If I poured the same amount of green food dye in the sea, it's just going to get diluted completely, right? It's going to be just washed away because the sea is bigger than the stress. And that's what I want you to imagine when you're coming through any kind of stressful part in your life is be the sea, be bigger than the green food dye. I want you to think about that analogy. And it's like you being bigger is going to allow you to take on more. The universe isn't going to allow you to take on more if you can't manage what you already have, whether that's the money or the clients or the health or like whatever, right? The relationship. If you can't manage what you already have, it's not going to give you more, okay? So you really want to understand what this season is telling you, what it's like teaching you. So like another example is like, say if you wanted to have a team of 50 employees, right? Not personally one of my goals, but it might be one of your goals. If you want a team of 50, you're going to have to go through that first experience and that first stress of that first hire, that first initial hire, and like what that actually looks like and managing that person. And then what happens is you take those skills and you're able to then take on more. The things that stress you out years ago are not going to be stressing you out in the same way now because you found a way to navigate them. You have become bigger than the stress. And that is what I want you to think about when you're going through these low vibe feelings, when you're going through stressful periods or seasons in your life. So I hope this episode has helped you guys. Sorry my voice has been a bit crappy throughout, but I really needed to get this message out and I really wanted you to feel this right now. So I hope this landed at a good time. If it has, please do share with a friend. Let me know that you like the episode. It really helps me get feedback on what to create more of. And I'm just sending so much love. I hope you have the best day and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Thank you so much for tuning into today's podcast. Before I leave you, I would just love for you to think about one action step that you feel inspired to take. Inspired action is the key to moving your desires forward and gaining that momentum. So feel into it, take that inspired action and get started before your mind gets in the way. If you love this episode, I'd absolutely love it if you were to share it with your friends, your pals, social media. It really helps me get the word out. Remember, your focus is your superpower, so use it.